Blog Talk Radio.
From Ajijic, Mexico, on the shores of beautiful Lake Chapala, it's Music Sin Fronteras. I'm your host, Patrick O'Heffernan. I want to welcome all of our listeners on the CyberStationUSA.com network and their radio affiliates on the east coast of the U.S. Also, hi to all of our listeners on the Artistic Echoes and Canalside Radio Network in the United Kingdom. And, of course, hi to everybody listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. As you know, we're in Mexico, and Mexico is a little noisy at times, and occasionally we get some odd sounds that manage to work its way through the soundproofing in our studio. I think I just heard one go by now. So, you know, if there's a marching band or a bunch of horses or the gas truck goes by, don't worry about it. That's all part of the show. And what else is part of the show is a great guest today. Cesar Beltran plays bass and sings in the Baja bass Melti, one of the most interesting and fun bands I have seen in a long time. They are truly Sin Fronteras. They play on both sides of the border. I encountered Melti, which means coyote in an indigenous language of Baja, in the Silver Lake District of Los Angeles at the Girls Rock LA Festival in 2016. That was 3 years ago, and I haven't never forgot them. Fronting the band is Cesar on bass, Carla Alcocer, and I'm sure that Cesar can correct me on saying Carla Alcocer, and also she's got her magic violin, her magic electric violin, and Oel Garcia on keys and trumpet. Yes, he has a trumpet hidden behind those keyboards, and Julio Beltran, who keeps the whole train moving on drums. Even when the ceiling is leaking on him, as it was when I saw them last week at the C3 rooftop in the middle of a downpour in Guadalajara. But rain, shine, night or day, the four musicians of Melti produce more sound than bands twice their size, and all of it is hypnotic and wild. Now, I had hoped to have all four of them here, but they can't fit in the studio or on the phone line, so we are very happy to welcome Cesar Beltran to Music Sin Fronteras. Cesar, hi.
Hello, hello. How are you?
Yes.
Hello to everyone.
Well, thank you for being with us today, for putting up with the strange phone system of Blog Talk Radio. We really appreciate it. We also appreciate that we can do this in English, which I know is not your first language. I can speak some Spanish, but no suficiente para entrevista. So, gracias.
Right? No, thank you for inviting me. And yeah, I'll try my best to speak in English and hope everything goes okay.
Sounds like you're doing well. Well, Cesar, I first saw you in L.A., but you're Mexican. You're based in Baja. Have any of the members of the band lived in the United States or ever recorded there?
No, we are living in Ensenada, actually. We're all from Baja. I'm from Tijuana. Also, my brother, Julio, in the drums. We're from Tijuana. Carla, the violin player, she's from Mexicali. And Joel is from here, from Ensenada. And we met here in Ensenada a long time ago. And I don't know, we just stuck him here and we like Ensenada a lot.
Okay, well, I guess you all learned English just so you could talk to me on the radio. Right? Now, why do you call yourselves Melti, which is a Kilawa word, and why did you choose the coyote?
Well, everything began with an older project that we were into, and I was studying the culture of Baja California and the Yumano cultures, and one caught my attention. It was the Kiliwa, and I start to ring the stories, the cosmos.
Right.
I don't know how to this is a specific language, but
yeah,
I start to
right.
read the legends, and this character, the Melti, is the creator of the land and everything, and it was really great how they describe it, how this character used parts of his body to make the earth, how he used his saliva to make the oceans. And it was so creative, so, I don't know, he just got into me. And we were doing music when we began with this project, and we say, why not we put this name to the band, because we want to represent Baja California in a way. And it's a word that nobody else knows, and I don't know, everything goes, I think we agree to have this this word for representing us, and we want to represent Baja and some of our cultures that they're really forgotten. And it's really sad because we just got like a 3 people that can speak in the Kiliwa language, so it's almost dead. But we want to make like keep it on the rest of the time. I don't know if it's correct.
Well, as we say in Estados Unidos, it all works. So let's let our audience hear a little bit of what the coyote, the Melti, sounds like. This is a depredador.
Okay. All right.
Together to build a texture before the vocals come in. Is your songwriting, is that a team effort? Does everybody get involved in the songwriting?
Yeah, everyone get involved because we wanted to make something unique for all of us. This album, Gente Luna, the one you're playing this music, the Depredador, we want to be involved, all of us, in the creating of the music. And this album talks about our dreams. And one time when we were deciding what to do with this album, we start playing with this idea, playing with oniric sounds, dreamy sounds, talk about our dreams. And in one part of the legend of Melti, it's when he felt asleep and he was smoking in his pipe, his sacred pipe. And when he was sleeping, the pipe is still burning and the smoke was creating, it was making a reality what Melti was dreaming. So we want to to take that part and make an album of this particular part.
Wow, that is quite a story. I'm enthralled and impressed. Right, and listening to your music, and you know, I've been listening to your music all week, and then I've heard you live a couple of times. Seems to me that arranging is really critical in your music. There are so many little details that fit together seamlessly, like the note changes as Kyla plucks her violin. Does that get done purposely? Do you write out music, or do you just work it out during rehearsals?
Well, there's several ways that we make music. Actually, Carla and I studied music here in the University of Ensenada. And we are like very picky when we are doing our arrangements. We start jamming in the rehearsals, but we begin to polish all the details, and we are like sounding, recording, and just start listening to our rehearsals and say, ah, this doesn't work, this work, et cetera, till the end we have like a this song really polished, really think. I don't know, every detail is really think of. I don't know how to say this.
All no, we understand. Yeah.
That's.
You know, the electric violin and the bass are kind of an unusual combination. And now that I hear that you and Kyla studied together, I kind of understand it, because usually a band has a lead guitar and the violin forms a background texture and then occasionally does a solo. But in Melty, it's right there in front. Was that the case from the very beginning, that Kyla's violin power was right there in the front?
Well, the thing is, none of us is a guitar player, but we didn't see that it was like a negative way to see the music, because everyone that think about a band always think of two guitars, the bass, and occasionally the keyboard. As you say, sometimes they invite someone to play the strings or something. But when we start this project, we began to listen how the music was sounding, we immediately thought that this is the distinctive sound of Melty. This is how we should sound. And we don't need the guitar to feel like a band. And actually, we don't think that we are doing rock and roll. We're trying to do music without thinking about genders, or I don't know. We're just trying to do something that we love, and this is what we're giving to us and trying to share with everyone.
Well, it shows that you're doing something you love. Let me remind our audience that we are talking with Cesar Beltran of the Ensenada-based band Melty. You can talk with him. You can call us here at 917-889-3068. That's a USA number if you're in Mexico. Or if you want to, you could just email us at musicscenefronterasmx@gmail.com. We actually already have an email, but we'll get to the emails in just a minute. Cesar, you released another song, Revancha, which actually is my favorite. And I want to play a little of it and then talk about it, because it's kind of a very interesting song. This is Revancha.
Right. Yeah. Good.
Thank you. And that was Revancha. And I understand we're getting a little bit of distortion. And I apologize. We're using WAV files today, which are supposed to sound better. But I think maybe we'll go back to MP3 files. I think the internet sort of handles them a lot better. So apologies for any kind of distortion that's going on. We'll definitely convert to MP3. But everybody told me, oh, no, use the WAV files because they have so much more detail in them. And what I'm finding out is that what I'm hearing from Blog Talk Radio is they take a lot more bandwidth. Okay.
Yeah, but it was going to be better. Yeah.
Well, you know, you live and learn. And that's all the more reason why people should buy a copy of your album or stream it so they can hear it as pure and wonderful as possible. Okay, and we'll get to how they do that in a minute. In that song, and all your songs, you weave instruments together so seamlessly that you create what we call in English a gestalt, that is a whole, which is actually a German word, which is a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. But in that song, I paid special attention to Oel on the teclado and the synth and the interplay with Julio on the drums. It's both subtle and it's powerful at the same time. That's not easy to do. How do you guys do that?
I don't know. This song is really, really special for us, the Revancha, because, well, it's our single. We just released a video like 2 weeks ago from this song. We are very happy with it. But this song is very nostalgic, but at the same time, it's very positive, and it's a message of love, but not the love to another person. It's a love for yourself. It's what we're trying to share is our knowledge and what we think it's true love. And to share true love, you have to really love you, because all the songs that talk about love is like, oh, I miss you, I want to give you everything, that is not what we think it's really love. We think if you love yourself, you really love yourself, you're really confident with yourself, and when you are ready to share love, not to give love, share it. And that's what we wanted to give this message of Melty. You don't have to do anything that other people say is the correct thing. You have to do what you think is the correct thing for you to be happy in this life, because it's your time, it's your... nobody else is going to live your life, and you are going to be the one who live it, and it's your time. You have to learn how to do it in the better way for you. And I don't know.
That's
little message.
That's good advice, and it sounds like the philosophy that the band lives by. I was looking at the video for Revancha. It's got the band in coyote mask. Actually, they're kind of heads, and they're really nicely done.
Yeah.
And apparently, you're involving a young woman in an ancient ceremony to become a Malti. And without being too literal, because I know artists hate being too literal, is that kind of a metaphor for what happens to us when we get lost in your music, that we all are inducted into the Melti Coyote family?
Yeah, we want to be part of the of a group or of our, how do you say, manada? For the Coyote group. And yeah, it's like a... it's an invitation from us for feeling free. And when she puts the mask and we make this like a little ritual in the woods, she feels like this liberation. She feels free. She doesn't need anything else but herself. And that's what we wanted to give with the message. And even with the clothes that she wore, she's not having anymore because she's free. She's totally free. She feels like a wild person, but not in a bad way, in a good way, like getting into the roots. I don't know.
It comes through very nicely. Where did you shoot that video?
The first part we shoot it in Tijuana, and the second part in the woods we shoot it in Laguna Hanson. It's a woods here in Ensenada.
Okay.
The Sierra de Juarez. Yeah.
All right. I thought I recognized some of the locations in Tijuana. Well, let's turn to the emails.
Yeah.
The first email is from Rawlings, and he's in San Diego, and he's got a very simple question. When will you be playing in San Diego?
Well, we hope very soon. Because we're back from this tour in the south of Mexico, the center of Mexico. We're back in the north, and we're trying to play here in Ensenada, like a little Baja tour and California tour. So that's the next thing. So we're going to give you the date, hopefully very, very soon.
Okay. So Rawlings, you'll just have to keep your eye open for that. Which reminds me, Cesar, is the band on the app Bands in Town?
Is the button what?
There's an app called Bands in Town that allows people to follow bands. Are you on that?
Bands in Town? No, actually, I never heard of it, but I'm going to look for it.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. All right. Salinas in Los Angeles. That's interesting. Salinas is the name of a town, but he's in Los Angeles. He says, I saw you in L.A., is the band still the same people, and how have you changed?
Yeah, we're the same people. And, yeah, we keep the same, the four of us. We changed a little our show. Actually, we played with their mask. It's a really good one. Unfortunately, we couldn't have it in our tour when we play in Guadalajara because it's not that easy to bring our masks on the plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I'm glad you didn't have them in Guadalajara because otherwise I wouldn't have seen what you look like. But I remember you from L.A., though. We have an email here from the other side of the country, from Florida, and this is Rosie in Tampa. And Rosie says, the songs were a little distorted, but they're still really cool. Where can I stream your music?
Well, you can listen to it on YouTube or on a Spotify page. Even in Bandcamp, SoundCloud, our music is everywhere. So if you like it, just type it Melty. And the album, the newest one is Gente Luna. And the first one is called Cabeza de Coyote. So we have an EP, it was the first, and we just released the album Gente Luna in April.
Okay, and I want to point out to people that when you look for them on Spotify, it's a little difficult because if you just put M-E-L-T-I in, you get a lot of bands whose name is Melting, so it's a good idea to put in the name of one of your songs, and it'll come right to the band. I know I did that this morning. Rosie sent us another email from Florida, and she wants to know, do you ever play in Florida?
No, we would love to play in Florida. If someone invited us, of course we're going to go. So, yeah, hopefully someone listening to our music and said, hey, come over.
Okay.
We will go.
Well, since we're talking about crossing the border and playing in the U.S., Have you ever had problems crossing the border into the United States?
But for the moment, no. We only stayed like 3-4 times over there. Fortunately, we never have any problems. We try to do everything in the range of the laws. We always check our permits, and we, if someone invites us, we want the invitation on paper so we can show it to the in the border. Say, hey, we got invited. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, if there's any promoters in the U.S. or in Tampa, Florida, where Rosie is, they're listening now, send them an invitation and set up a concert because they are a lot of fun. Well, we're approaching our own border now, and it's called time. And we can't cross it because if we do, they cut us off. But we do have time for one more song, and the song is Experimento. So here it is.
All right.
That song, which I really love, is based around Carla's violin plucking, and it rises to a final crescendo, which we couldn't get to because we couldn't play the whole thing, before it then vanishes, leaving only your bass notes. It's really nicely done. But I don't quite understand why you called it Experimento. It seems to be well within the genre that you created. If anything, it's one of the best examples of the genre that you created. So were you experimenting early on with this song? Why is it experimental?
Yeah, it was really an experimental type of music. We're playing with a little of trip hop and... but with classical music, and it was kind of odd mix, but it is what it is. And when we listened to it the first time, we said, yeah, this experiment really works. So I don't know, we just love it, and we began one of the sound of Maltese, the iconic sound of Maltese.
Okay, well, it works. Now, one thing I don't hear in your music, and it's probably my own fault, is the influence of the music of Mexico. Do you have influences from Mexican music?
We used to have, but the Mexican music is more folkloric, and we just got like a little notes here and there, because like in Ojo de Coyote, you feel like the trumpet, like a little, like a, how do you say, melancholic mariachi.
Yeah.
Or in this Paisaje, it's another one that feels like a, also like a deep mariachi feeling, but that's the only thing that we think it's like more Mexican, but their rhythms and everything else is more, more experimental more than anything. We try not to just be in one gender of music. We just play rock. We just do this. We want to be like a more open. Right now we're trying to figure out what we're going to do with the next album. Right now we're writing. I don't know. We always enter with a blank. Everything is going to have to be clean so we can start building from scratch.
One thing I've learned is in attending FEMPRO, the big international music convention in Guadalajara, and listening to a lot of Mexican musicians, Mexican music is a lot more than mariachi and banda and frontera. It's as up to date as anything that comes out of Hollywood or New York or London. So, yeah, I agree with you completely. Well, you have one album out now, Gente Luna. And you have a new EP, Cabeza de Coyote. Are you working on any other projects, or are you just sort of touring now?
We're going to try to finish the tour here in Baja in California, and someone invited us to the Florida. We're gonna go. But besides that, we're trying to. To write new music. Now that comes December and January, that's months there's not a lot of movement, very family oriented and very closed doors. And we love to use this time to try to experiment one more time and begin to make the shape for our next music.
Okay, well, while you're doing that, you should tell Rosie in Tampa and everybody else the best ways to get your music.
Well, the best way, if you have Spotify, you can look for us in Melty with an accent in the Y. And in YouTube, you can look for us too. There's the two albums are there. Also, you can follow us in the Bandcamp or in SoundCloud or Amazon Music. You can buy our album. You can buy it on iTunes. Actually, you can buy it anywhere. So,
okay.
If you like our music, look for it and it's going to be there.
Okay. Well, I like your music, and I'm following you. And Cesar, thank you so much for joining us today. Give my love to all your bandmates, and I hope you all come back to Guadalajara or even to Chapala so I can see you live again. So thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, and just to want to say hello to everyone and hope you like our music and hope we'll see you soon.
You've been listening to the music of Sin Fronteras with Patrick O'Heffernan from CyberStation USA, Blog Talk Radio, and our radio affiliates. Like our Facebook page, follow our Twitter feeds, and get real-time updates on our guests. You can follow Melty, I follow them on Facebook. You can also stream their music on Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud. I really recommend it. Keep track of them on their Facebook page so you know when they're going to be playing. They're going to be on tour, particularly in Mexico. They promised maybe in the United States. We'll see. Our producer is Lars Christensen. Our program director is Jason Barlaben. Our intern, well, we don't have an intern right now. We're looking for one because our intern has her own radio show. Download this and other Music Sin Fronteras programs at blogtalkradio.com. We're also on iTunes. You can download us on iTunes. Tune in next week. We're going to be talking with another musician without borders. Check out our Twitter stream and our Facebook page, and we will update you. In the meantime, have a great musical weekend, and we're going to leave you with a little bit more of the great music of Miltie.